If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Computer problem delays flights.
People may feel this throughout the day today.
Destructive California storms.
It was just unbelievable, gushing like a river.
Investigation into Biden documents.
We're cooperating fully.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Flight delays on the rise, especially at airports along the East Coast this morning after a computer issue at the FAA. And there's where the FAA has now ordered airlines to pause all domestic departures until 9 a.m. Eastern Time. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
It's a safety critical system that is not working properly, and that has forced the vast majority of flights scheduled to depart this morning to have to hold. Planes that are in the air are able to continue operating. So if somebody is on an overnight flight, that flight's going to continue.
There are scenes of destruction in California after punishing storms featuring torrential rain, flooding, mudslides, and power outages. At least 17 weather-related deaths have been reported since late last month. CBS's Carter Evans on the effort to clean up as more bad weather approaches.
Massive cleanup efforts are underway just as the state braces for more drenching storms through next week. Across California, crews are working to restore access to highways and roads cut off by landslides. Strong winds knocked out power to more than 160,000 customers. In Santa Cruz County, Michael Lillis is boarding up for the next storm after his beachfront home was hit by a huge wave.
And then this water and debris came in, almost knocked me off my feet.
Look at that car.
In the Central Valley, the storm damage is growing in scale. Floodwaters overtook vehicles and overwhelmed neighborhoods.
House Republicans plan to investigate the discovery of documents marked classified in a former office used by President Biden. CBS's Adriana Diaz says he's made his first public comments about them.
People know I take classified documents and classified information seriously.
President Biden said he was surprised to learn classified government records were discovered in November at a private office he used after his vice presidency.
But I don't know what's in the documents. I've turned over the boxes. They've turned over the boxes.
A source tells CBS News the documents, which were found inside a box in a locked closet, had multiple levels of classification and included highly classified material. The Republican-led House Oversight Committee has announced it is launching an investigation and asked the White House for all documents retrieved from President Biden's personal office and a list of who had access to that office.
The spring semester at the University of Idaho is beginning today, nearly 2 months after four students were murdered in their house near campus. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Dean of Students Blaine Eichels said the goal of the administration is to return a sense of normalcy for students.
Our students want to be in community. They want to be here.
Eichels says safety is a top priority.
We've increased the relationship with the Latow County Sheriff's Office. We've also hired additional campus security officers, and we're still in very close partnership with the Moscow Police Department.
We sat down with five freshmen at the university. Some of them expressed praise for law enforcement and a sense of relief that a suspect was in custody, including 18-year-olds Aiden Hedinger and Cole Pollock.
What they did in what in relatively a short amount of time, I'm glad.
It was kind of a relief. Just knowing that they have someone.
But others, like Madeline Pollock, are still on edge.
I'm very paranoid, so I kept a lot of my safety still up.
Now to Hollywood, where the Golden Globes were handed out a year after the event was canceled amid allegations of racism and a boycott by big stars. Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier.
The Banshees of Inisherin!
The most honored film of the night, The Banshees of Inisherin, won Best Picture, Comedy, or Musical, as well as Best Screenplay and a top acting prize for Colin Farrell.
I never expect films to work or to find an audience, and when they do, it's shocking to me.
Mr. Spielberg, step right up here!
Steven Spielberg's The Fabelmans took the prize for Best Motion Picture Drama, with Spielberg also named Best Director for telling his life story.
I figured out when I turned about 74 years old, I said, you better do it now.
The time-bending Everything Everywhere All at Once earned big wins for supporting actor Ki-Wei Kwan and Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy, Michelle Yeoh.
This is also for all the shoulders that I've stand on, all who came before me, who looks like me.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Six people were injured today in a train station attack in Paris. CBS's Vicky Barker.
It was all over in a minute. A man wielding a knife suddenly began stabbing people at Gare du Nord station during the morning rush hour. Two off-duty police officers who just happened to be passing through opened fire, wounding the attacker. One of the six people he stabbed is in critical condition. The motive not yet known.
French police say they believe the attacker's weapon was homemade. Scientists report the amount of excess heat in the planet's oceans hit a record high last year. It's a key marker of climate change, and experts say it helps explain extreme weather events that draw fuel from energy they harness from the ocean. Schools around the world are facing a growing problem with an artificial intelligence software called ChatGPT. CBS's Nikki Batiste tells us some students are using it to cheat on tests and even write essays.
This was unlike anything I had dealt with before.
Darren Hick, an assistant professor of philosophy at Furman University in South Carolina, recently caught a student using ChatGPT to plagiarize a written assignment.
This was a very well-written essay, but the things that they said were just thoroughly wrong.
He ran the student's essay through a detection program to see if the paper was written by a human.
I was now 99.whatever% confident that this was written by AI. And luckily for my purposes, the student copped to it. They admitted that they had used ChatGPT.
OpenAI, the creators of ChatGPT, say that program should not be used for misleading purposes, and they're developing ways to identify text generated by its system. Nikki Batiste, CBS News, New York.
They drew the winning numbers last night for a $1.1 billion lottery prize.
15, 13, 7, 18, 14 in the gold Mega Millions 9.
But there was no match, so the Mega Millions jackpot increases to $1.35 billion for Friday's drawing. That's the second highest prize in that lottery's history. It's been more than 3 months since the last big winner.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Cardinal George Pell, a one-time financial advisor to Pope Francis who had sex abuse convictions overturned, has died at 81.
Many Australians have been brutal about Cardinal Pell's death.
To be honest, good riddance. I wish he had suffered more.
The Prime Minister's in disbelief.
This will come as a shock.
Once well-respected, it all unravelled when he was accused of child sex abuse, later acquitted, but he never overcame that stigma left by the allegations. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Internal documents obtained by the Associated Press show the World Health Organization knew of past sexual misconduct charges against a doctor who was accused of harassing a woman at a conference last fall. A complaint against the doctor was previously shared with senior WHO directors, but it's not clear any investigation was launched. The agency says it has zero tolerance for such misconduct. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.